From Spark and Anvil and Depth Quest, this is Drizzle, in Chapter 1 of the Depth Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5. Drizzle is a small, deep-sea drifter with soft, feathery arms. She floats in the dark middle water and holds her arms open wide, and tiny, pale flecks drift down out of the black and land on them, one after another after another. "Watch," she whispers, delighted. "It's snowing. It's always snowing down here." It isn't real snow. It's marine snow, and catching it is Drizzle's whole quiet joy. Up at the top, where the sun is, the water is full of life, Drizzle says, arms spread. Tiny plants, tiny animals, and when they finish their lives or get nibbled, little bits break off, flecks of them. Those flecks are heavier than water, so they fall, slowly, gently, down and down and down into the dark. She catches one on a feathery arm and holds it up. This little fleck was sunlight once. Now it's dinner. It's been falling for days to reach me. That is Drizzle's one gentle marvel. The deep is fed by a soft, endless snow of food, drifting down from a bright place it will never see. Drizzle grew up in the midwater, where her family were the snow catchers. They spread their arms in the dark and gathered the falling flecks, and they taught the young ones a calm, important truth. Down here, nothing grows. There's no sun, so no plants. Everything that lives in the deep, from the tiniest drifter to the biggest fish, lives on the snow that falls from above. "A light feeds us," her grandmother used to say, "even though we never see it." Young Drizzle understood. The whole dark ocean is fed by a gift, falling out of a sky it cannot reach. When she was grown, Drizzle came to Depth Quest. Marlin, her teacher, asked her, "What is marine snow?" Drizzle spread her feathery arms and let a fleck settle on them. "It's the food that falls," she said. "Up top, tiny plants and animals live and die in the sunlight. Little bits of them break off and drift down, slow, soft, endless. We call it marine snow. Down here where nothing grows, it's what everything eats. It even carries carbon down with it, tucking it into the deep. The ocean wastes nothing. What ends up above becomes dinner below." Marlin nodded. "You're in," he said. In her workshop, Drizzle holds her arms open and lets kids watch a single fleck take a long, slow minute to drift down onto them. And she teaches a few gentle things about the snow. "It's always falling. Marine snow never stops. Day and night, in every ocean, food drifts down. The deep is never truly empty. It's slow. A fleck can take days or weeks to sink from the sunlit top to the deep floor. It's a long, patient fall. It feeds everyone. Deep animals catch it in the water or eat it where it settles on the floor. Whole worlds live on this falling feast. Nothing is wasted. What lives and dies in the light doesn't just disappear. It becomes the meal that keeps the dark alive. It carries carbon down. The falling snow tucks carbon into the deep and keeps it there. A quiet, huge job the ocean does every single day." Drizzle tells the kids, "Sometimes a fleck drifts right past my arms and I miss it. That's not sad. It's just falling on to feed someone deeper. The snow always finds a mouth."
Drizzle floats in the dark and holds her feathery arms open, and the soft, pale flecks keep drifting down on them, one after another, and a warm, settled gladness fills her. The cared-for feeling of being fed, patiently and endlessly, by a bright, faraway place she will never see, that has never once forgotten her.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Drizzle. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.